design brings everything into order, everything into line, and brings an aesthetic quality to everything within your business and helps people associate with you. And it's all about your presentation will determine the way people feel about your business. Colour is a very personal thing. Colour does represent certain things. So red can be energy, or it can be thought of maybe medical, and it totally depends on the shading as well. So a bright red would be more to medical, or a slightly darker red would be energy and strength perhaps. Well, logo design, or some people refer to it as corporate identity, is not your brand. Your brand is the whole design across all of your work. The logo is something people can identify with and remember you by, and hopefully represent something about what it is that you do. So your logo should obviously not be changed in any way. Maybe you'll have a black and white version so that it can go on certain things, but it should stay the same throughout. So on your website, on your brochures, the style of your logo should kind of determine how everything else spreads out across your brand in your graphic design. Websites need to be laid out clearly. Obviously, the colour scheme and the feel of the site needs to tie in with what you are trying to represent, what you're trying to sell, the kind of people you're aiming it at. All has to come in with the images and the colour scheme. Everything needs to have the same feel, same colour schemes throughout. So when you're doing your brochure, any leaflets, any data sheets, they all have to have your logo in a similar position. All the different aspects of it need to, so if you, for instance, if you're using black and white photography, you need to carry that through. If you're using certain icons, you need to carry those through, just so that it all flows nicely and it feels professional. You'll hear a lot of people talk about white space. White space is the oxygen of design, is one of those corny catchphrases you might hear. And it's true. If you squeeze lots of content into a small space and don't put any space around it, it will look cheap. Whereas if you spread things out, make your points easy to read for the person, some nice pictures, it will look much better, much more professional. Large format graphics. So you can go from anything from an A4 to a A1 poster, and a lot of people use these roll-up banner stands now, pop-up banners. They need graphic design as well, so that can follow through. Roll-up banners, the single ones that you might just pop in a bag, or you can have up to 6 panels, or some people might even have bespoke stands that they need Nimlock, so you've got lots of different panels, so those can be designed as well and all tie in with your corporate identity.